As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
We had some freed hostages, some movement there. Mm-hmm. And here's like a weird twist to these hostages, and I don't know if you even saw this yet, Greg. Each of the hostages released by Hamas, the three in particular,
right,
were given a bizarre gift bag before they were handed over to the Red Cross. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did miss that.
While the terror group released an equally strange propaganda video documenting their return, the bags contained gifts and souvenirs, which included photos of them in captivity.
Oh, my God.
A commemorative photo of Gaza itself, and some kind of certificate.
You are a certified former hostage of Hamas.
Suitable
for framing.
Isn't that just
odd? Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
All three hostages, Romy Gonin, Emily Damari, and Doran Steinbrecher, were filming, loaded into a car. Then, without a word, a Hamas terrorist handed each a paper bag with the group's crest on it.
That's really odd.
Like a souvenir.
Yeah, of you being held hostage.
Well, maybe not being held hostage. Maybe, you survived it. You made it out alive. Because how can you want? I don't know how much material you want.
Come again soon, you know.
Yeah, that reminds you of probably a lot of stuff you suffered through and saw and experienced and what was going on around you. Apparently, without choice, you know, the women were filled smiling as they held up gold-gilded certificates bound like high school diplomas.
Oh my goodness.
And then they were whisked away by an entourage of armed mass terrorists. Like, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Throw it down on the ground right then?
Right.
They'd be like, Anyway.
We're keeping you. Yeah.
The hostages described the gift bags as a cynical game, apparently intended to manipulate them. In the rest of the video obtained by the Times of Israel, the Israelis were seen being driven through the streets of Gaza City in a ramshackle motorcade of gun-wielding terrorists, while crowds of citizens mobbed the vehicles, pounding on the windows, and were chanting in Arabic. Wow. Just that so bizarre. And, of course, we'll continue to follow that whole scenario and situation because remember what now President Trump said when he was the incoming president, they're not all released by the time, you know, I am inaugurated, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
So today at noon, the inauguration begins.
And of course, on this date, 1981, going back to the Reagan era, is when the Iranian hostages were released.
Well, that's right, because it happened right after the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. So, wow. Gosh, how many years ago? 1981.
So, minutes after he was inaugurated, they let him go.
Wow, bizarre.